Without further ado, we do have Collingwood star Jack Crisp on the line joining us at the Fab FM Sports Show. Good afternoon, Jack.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Oh, we're very well up here, mate. Sun's out, birds are chirping. And how are you going down there in Melbourne? What's the weather doing?
The sun's out. Well, I can't hear any birds. It's a little bit fresh.
That's because they're frozen, Jack.
Yeah, it's been bloody cold.
Yeah, obviously, Collingwood star now, Jack Crisp. I don't think you've missed a game since you've crossed to the Pies. Obviously, fourth in the BNF last year, and now a bit of a star of the competition. But firstly, Jack, as a Collingwood supporter myself, how sweet was breaking all the Carlton supporters' hearts last week with that thriller at the G?
Oh, yeah, never gets better than that, especially when it's in an arm wrestle and then you're 10 points down and then all of a sudden you slam on five or six goals and you end up winning by 20 points. It was pretty awesome. Everyone was super pumped.
Yeah.
Everyone just, you know, those wins are the ones that you really celebrate. Like, they just feel so much more special.
Yeah.
You can tell by people jumping around each other and grabbing on each other because, you know you deserved it and you got it in the end.
Yeah, especially against such a big rival in Carlton. It's always good to beat them. I had a lot of mates jump the gun a little bit, texting me during that last quarter, thought they were home. So I was a happy man. But for all the listeners out there, Jack and I actually grew up in the same town in country Victoria, a place called Myrtleford, and I actually played with Jack's old man, Mamba Crisp, who actually was a Carlton supporter before he crossed to the Pies, mate. But he's well and truly a Pie now, isn't he?
Yeah, no, he is. He still reckoned he had a soft spot there for a while, but I think 5 years at Collingwood now, he's moved ship, and I think he's really happy to be supporting them, I think.
Absolutely.
Jack, you were taken number 40 in the 2011 rookie draft up to Brisbane. How was the shift going from country Victoria and Myrtleford, a very small country town, up to the big smoke in Brisbane? And what was the culture like up there? Because they weren't going all that good when you got there.
Yeah, so the move was pretty tough and quick and full on at the same time. So I think the draft was on a Tuesday, and then I was flying up to Brisbane on the Friday. It was only when I got drafted in the rookie then, they had it in mid-December, I think, so I only got to spend a week and a half to 2 weeks up there anyway, but it was a quick and pretty solid 2 weeks. But it gave me a little bit of time to reset over Christmas and be like, okay, this is what it's going to be like over the next, however long, and over training and months and stuff like that. Yeah. But luckily I had some family up there, so they were always welcoming and helpful as well. The life going straight from the country into the city was pretty hectic, but it was what I had to do, and I was very thankful for the Lions for the opportunities to play AFL football.
Yeah, for sure. Explain the Jack, the experience or the difference of firstly playing out of the AFL heartland up there in Brisbane, and then coming down to obviously Collingwood, probably the biggest club in Australia, probably if not the world, if you ask me. But what was the difference like compared to the cities and just the actual buzz?
Yeah, it's completely different. Like, you, once you experience it too, you can really know the difference. Obviously, Brisbane was my first AFL club, so I thought that was huge enough as it was.
Yeah.
But then when I got traded down to Collingwood, it's just, every man and his dog knows everything about football down here compared to Brisbane, where it's all the NRL and the cricket and stuff like that. So it's completely different. Like, everything you do, good or bad, it's all people always watching. There's always media around, every day at the club. And it's just experience so many different things. But I really enjoyed coming down here. The whole club and coaching staff and everyone was just very welcoming, so it made me feel pretty comfortable straight away.
So I
felt like I made the right decision pretty quickly.
So you played 18 games with Brisbane before you went to Collingwood. Now you've played 100 games with Collingwood. Do they have a little separate banner for you?
They didn't. I tooted my own horn a little bit to the boys to say, give me a couple extra tickets for some family. But really enjoyed it.
Look, that's a big achievement. I think there's 1% of players who play AFL that reach 100 games. So it's a great stat for you, mate.
Yeah, you've been, sorry. You go, Jack.
I was just going to say, I've something I'm really proud of myself for, and especially just making 100 games when I got there last year, but then being able to play 100 in a row and then 100 for one club. So that's all just been pretty special, and we've really enjoyed the last 5 years.
You've polled pretty well in the best and fairest, but you've won two Gavin Brown awards. Last year you won it as well, 2015. For the people who don't know what the award's all about, Gavin Brown, a fantastic player, hard-nosed player.
All-time favourites, Gavin Brown, rowdy.
Yep. So that was basically for the one percenters award, isn't it? You know, for everything you do on and off the field, isn't it?
So it's just, more of a team award, selfless and team first type stuff. And then, I think it was mostly for the on-field stuff, just, as you said, the one percenters and pressures and looking after your teammates and all that jazz. So I was pretty special with that. I was very happy to win it my first year. I didn't know I was, up there for a chance this last season, so I was pretty surprised when they read out my name. I was like, oh, beautiful.
Nice surprise, mate. Jack, I guess you've turned into obviously a great, consistent AFL footballer since being described as the steak knives in the Dane Beams deal, who's actually playing with you now, which is quite funny. But who's been the biggest influences on your career and rise to that status at Collingwood?
Well, when I first got to the club, I played in the midfield there, so I worked pretty closely with Scott Burns, and everyone knows he's been... He was a great midfielder in his time at the Pies, and he's doing really well as coaching. And then, so I have a pretty close relationship with him. And then, for a player, me and Trav Varko became pretty close because we both arrived at the same time. So he helped me out a fair bit as well with all his experience at Geelong. So I've had a couple of good people that have really helped me along the way. And especially the last season and this season, we've got Justin Longmuir, who's the backs coach. Yeah. And he's been helpful, very helpful towards, especially me, higher back. He's been around coaching for over a decade now, I think. So he's been around a couple of different teams with success. So he's been, he's got lots of knowledge, and I'm just thankful to be working with him and, all the other players as well.
Oh, fantastic, Jack. We're
talking with Jack Crisp, Collingwood defender, played 100 games for him. Jack, if you can just stay on the line, we're going to take a short break and we'll be back straight after this.
This hour of the Friday Afternoon Sports Show, brought to you by the Mirage Country Club, where the greens meet the blue.
Yeah, welcome back to Fab FM and the Friday Afternoon Sports Show with Double O and Muzz. And we've got Jack Crisp on the line from Collingwood, the Collingwood defender. Jack, do you reckon the forwards get too much of the cream? Like, they kick a goal and everyone's on their back. Us defenders, we kick the ball 50 metres and hit them laces out so they can kick that goal. We get nothing.
Yeah, that's right. You see a couple of cheap goals from the goal square and all of a sudden they've had a great game. But bloody hell, what about the blokes down back?
Exactly.
Look, Jack, obviously playing in an AFL Grand Final last year, an amazing experience, no doubt. But run us through the experience of obviously playing in it, but then the way that Collingwood lost in that kind of heartbreaking fashion. What was the emotions like on that day?
So the whole build-up to... Well, the whole finals build-up was pretty amazing. Like, half the team had never, or more than half had never experienced AFL finals before, so we all went through it with a new group, and we took it day by day, and the whole environment and the culture with every man and his dog turned out to training as well was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Like, the whole training facility was packed like every main session, so that was pretty cool. The week build up to the grand final was pretty good. Got the, like, there's a few different things, just parade and then just, I don't know, main trainings and media and stuff like that. So it was a bit of an eye-opener.
Yeah.
But it's just invaluable experience, that. So that's something we'll cherish dearly, even though we ended up losing in the end. But it was a bit of heartbreak and stuff like that. But a lot of blokes moved on in their own ways, like whether they watch the game or they haven't watched the game, or, they just try and block it out.
Yeah.
I myself haven't watched the game. I've only seen little snippets because we had to do a review of it in pre-season when we came back. It's just kind of in the back now, and we're just as a group just got to focus as a team, and our mantra is just aim a little higher this year because we came so close and we acknowledge what we did well to get that far, and we did play really well for a lot of the game, But yeah, ultimately it wasn't enough, and we've got to aim that a little higher this year.
Well, you've obviously responded pretty well as a group, 6-2. It's a great start. And do you think you're a better team this year, Jack, from the experience?
100% we are. Look, we know, you know, how we play, and when our good football is, you know, when we're on, it's pretty hard to stop. Yep. And then we've also seen times, you know, when we don't play well or consistent enough that, yeah, we can get beaten. And, you know, there's teams that have pushed us right to the edge already, even though we are 6-2. We've had a couple of really close games we've been able to get over the line. But, yeah, at this position in time compared to last year, we're definitely in better shape. But, you know, we take each week as it comes.
Yeah.
And then every week's going to be a challenge because we're expecting the best from every team every week. So,
yeah, the hunter. We're talking at Collingwood star Jack Crisp on the show today. Couple more for you, Jack, and we'll let you go. Actually, you've got 00's St Kilda this Saturday. He's a mad Saints fan on Saturday night. And actually a great mate of mine and fellow Myrtleford and Collingwood champ, Steve McKee, he's actually going to be in the coach's box next to Bucks on Saturday night. Did you know that, Jack?
Yeah, I did. He was in the club today.
Was he?
At our home games, we do like a pass players kind of snow there, and yeah. So he's usually our pass player for this round, and so he came in today, met all the players that come around, and he saw a few old heads that he used to play with, and so sat in our team meeting, and then he'll be in the coach's box tomorrow. So
how do you reckon he'll go next to Bucks? He's pretty intense, isn't he, Bucks?
Yeah, I really can be. I saw us players are trying to think about it because they're probably getting your head that he's yelling at you or something. If you stuff something up and think about it, you'd be like, oh, no. But, it'll be a good experience for him. I'm sure he won't want to go back afterwards, though.
Jack Crisp, thank you very much. Just a little tip for you, mate. Any multis you're having over the weekend, ensure that you have St Kilda in them.
Good on you, Jack. Thanks so much for coming on the show, Jack.
That's all right. Appreciate it, guys.
Good on you, mate. Good luck.